What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities. 3-3.
This update is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Starting with the Dolphins, will be in Detroit for their second of two joint practices with the Lions today. Teams will meet on Saturday for preseason game number two. And to the Marlins, who crushed Cleveland 13-4. The rubber matches tonight with the first pitch at 6:40 from Progressive Field. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
For a grade, I wouldn't give myself a grade. I don't think that's fair to grade yourself. I think that's something that, well, if my assessment, you know, I still wouldn't give myself a grade. I think that's for you guys to do with however you guys report that and whatnot. I think today offensively was a very frustrating day, you know, in regards to what we wanted to do, what we said we wanted to do came out, you know, and we just weren't able to get things jump started. So that was very frustrating today. Well, I think it was a combination of both. I think it was a combination of us communicating what we were in, what they were in, what we wanted to do protection-wise, what we wanted to do in the run game, and then, you know, our timing in the pass game as well off of what our pass pro looked like. So, it's not a good recipe for success in this league and against a good team. You know, things like that are going to happen. Like I said, it's frustrating, but we're going to go watch the film. We'll learn from it.
Man, Reed, between the lines on Tua. Frustration. And played without his two guys on the outside. They were out there a little bit, but they didn't do much. You know, they did some work, but they don't want him getting nicked up again. So they're not out there. So you're basically playing with 3, 4, 5, 6, a couple guys you drafted a year ago, last name Washington. You've got some different guys that you have out there and weren't getting open, and too many drop balls yesterday, and not being on the same page, and all those things. He even mentioned the O-line a little bit, and, you know. So, yeah, there was a lot of frustration with that group. Some of the rushes and some of the blitzes that were thrown in there, guys didn't look like they're ready for it. You can just go on and on with the different things that were taking place. There was some good stuff on defense that did happen, and they didn't play great either. Now, don't get me wrong. We thought,
you're talking about the line, not the secondary.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Some of those videos circulating.
Front seven. No, listen. That was the worst thing, and it was the last thing. It's St. Brown, and it looked like 23 Jack Jones was on him every time.
What's crazy, though? Like, everything that the Dolphins that we, like, thought they were going to be bad at, they are.
They are bad at, yeah.
And, like, we talked about it after the preseason game. Boy, they're not very good at these short yardage situations. And I know they had another one yesterday where they tried like seven times and couldn't get anything.
So it is.
That's a troubling situation here. And I think this is a really good text here, Joe K. from the 813 up in Tampa there. He said one of two things can happen. Either they step up to match the Lions' energy or they will be demoralized. So I'm very interested to see how they come out today. Do they go out and mope and just know that, like, we're the – you know, the inferior team here. We know what people are saying about us. Are they actually?
Oh, they, by the way,
you know, come out and play. I don't know.
They know everything. I have learned they know everything being said. And their thing is, hey, just give some of these guys a chance to catch up. We see they're getting better. And bottom line, the guys, you know, Zach Sealer is like, hey, just give everybody a chance. So we got a good group here. And you might have a good group that you like. And you guys do get along and you work your butts off and stuff. But at the same time, this is a cold business, because the only thing that really matters is how you play in those games. Nothing else keeps win-loss record except the games. But you got to build up to it and get some confidence, and things have to happen with your group. I got to talk about Jack Jones for just a second. So I watch all those guys come in and out of their break because that's when I was playing. I like to know what every guy could and couldn't do that might be covering me in the nickel or in a situation like that. Jack Jones comes out of his break, I think, better than anybody. Like, I can see where people fall in love with him. He also is a bit of a loose cannon up top with people can get in his head. I thought the Lions got in his head yesterday. Listen, you can see the highlights are out there of St. Brown, who's one of the better receivers. And by the way, not known for great speed. That's a guy on the other side. St. Brown is not a flyer in the league. But he put Jack Jones back in fifth grade, put him back in school.
What do you think it is? Is it nerves? Is it them listening to all the outside stuff and starting to believe it? Like what do
so
you
Jack
think
Jack Jones
is?
Came out yapping a lot, and St. Brown doesn't say much. And just and he ran, again, he ran every route and was wide open in one-on-one drills. And that got the other guys going because Jack Jones doing a lot of talking.
Well, the video of him like falling down on the stop and go.
Yeah, collapsed him down. So this is a guy, when I go, I don't know if he's going to start, but, you know, we got him thinking, hey, this is your third go. You're really good when you're focused on football. Keep all the other drama out of your life and be on time, play by the couple rules. And he said, Jack goes, you know, I didn't get a lot of calls, man. Didn't get a lot of calls from anybody. I'm glad to – this is a big chance. And at times, I mean, there's no way that coaching staff can go back, Coach Weaver, and go, man, tell you what, we got a couple weeks, but I feel really good about Jack Jones after yesterday. He just got – you'll see it. It's 23. He's the number 23 if you're going, well, oh, that's the guy they're talking about. Did not have a good day, to put it. And again, guys are going to get beat. Guys will get beat. Everybody gets beat. Everybody.
Yeah, that was the theme of yesterday.
Jalen Ramsey, but not over and over and over again. And you want to take him, and St. Brown's going, I hope you do. Come over here again. Come on. Play bump and run again. Come on. I know you think you're faster than me. I'm going to – and it was a clinic. It was a friggin' clinic that – and they show the stutter and go where he got beat by 6 or 7 yards. That's – out there all over, and guys going nuts. And when you talk, they're all letting each other know. You could see afterwards, the other guys are jumping in going, hey, Jack, you got jacked. And it was getting pretty fun. But bottom line is we got to find some guys who can cover.
I probably don't have to tell you this, but you know what's going on the text line right now, I'm guessing, without me reading you too many of these. How do you spin this to Dolphin fans? Like,
you got to play with these guys.
It does seem very doom and gloom, you have to admit, right?
Well, you're working off the one day.
I know, but it'd be one thing if guys came out and they're like, boy, the Dolphins had a bad practice, you know, whatever. But these guys are saying it was the worst joint practice in the history of football. So, I don't know. I
mean, they did say that, yes.
They literally did say that. I've never seen a team get beat like this in a joint practice.
The Lions media said
guys.
It was the most lopsided joint practice.
There were like a national guy from The Athletic that was there. He's like, I've never seen anything like this. Like,
I wasn't expecting to see this with this Dolphins team.
So needless to say, they're asking company man Harold if there's anything, any way to spin this.
You can say whatever. I got nothing to do with that, by the way, at all. I mean, you can say whatever you want,
I'm just relaying the message.
That's great. But look at
that. But I know, but in all seriousness, is there any way to spin this in like a not disastrous doom and gloom type way? I know they're going again today.
Oh, no. I'm guessing there was a little urgency to the meeting yesterday. Because there's no way the coaches are going to go in and go, hey, you know what? Let's go do that again tomorrow.
I know, but here's the thing. What can you do? You can't do anything right now, Joe. You can't add to your roster, really,
this
right?
This
is what you got.
This is the 90-man roster. Thank you for bringing that. This is a 90-man roster you decided to go with. And these are the guys you added here recently that you thought would help you and give you more depth. You have told everybody we have the guys to win on this team. So their job is just to hope they don't lose confidence, and they got to get better in the case of the cornerback, because you cannot play zone defense and drop back into zone every time. You can't double guys every time. Sometimes you're out there when you blitz and do things, you're going to be out there. You're going to have to cover an extra second or two. There's no way you can cover up when you have some areas of the team that aren't where you need them to be. It's impossible.
It's a full-blown panic on here, by the way.
That's all right. It can be whatever. I mean, that's good. It was bad yesterday. I don't know what you're going to come in and go.
Do you think it gets any better today?
Woody, what are you asking me?
I'm asking you for your prediction.
I've never had.
Because, by the way, you can say that it's all going to be good tomorrow and you're not going to be here to face the music, so.
Woody, I'm not even thinking about you. Think about that. You're the one who worries about what everybody says. I'm not worried about. I don't know. Like, I don't know because I was thinking when I saw everything, I was trying to think about our practice because we always practice against the Saints and the Falcons. For some reason, we had a relationship. We go up to Suwanee, Georgia. And honestly,
they may want to seek those teams out again.
We kicked them around, really. We kicked them around. We kicked the Saints at that time. We kicked them around. And so we didn't feel the way the Dolphins were feeling when they went back to the hotel last night. Hey, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida before we get to Larry Bluestein this morning. Boy, you talk about one of the great sports medicine programs in the country. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. Boy, they have put together an all-star team of doctors, of specialists. You can't be one of the best in the country unless you go out and get some really good doctors. I'm talking about doctors for every knee problem you could have. MCL, ACL, reconstruction. They do it all, and they've got great results. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialist, back specialist, hip and knee replacement doctors, and Achilles. Hey, we just about covered it all there. If you have had it or going through it, it's nice to know we have one of the top programs in the country right here in our backyard for Dade and Broward to enjoy. It's not just professional athletes. It's not just Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Dolphins, and FIU and FAU. It's for all high school, college, and professional athletes and all the rest of us with three great facilities to talk about, like Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and also 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Easy to get to, great doctors, and a great experience for you. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. Let's get you healthy, back out playing the team or individual sports you love the most.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, Woody, it's about that damn time. I can't wait. The 2025 Broward County National Football Showcase is next week. Got some great teams. Boy, they've done a great job. They've added some more games to it. And this is always a special time for us because Larry Bluestein, one of the best in the business anywhere in the country, our high school football insider, joins us. Blue, welcome back. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks so much. Very productive off season. Had an opportunity to see programs from all the way up in the Panhandle and Pensacola, all the way down to the Miami area. Traveled probably more than I did, at any other time, and it was great.
You got to slow down, Blue. We're getting at that age. You got to start cheating a little bit. Hey, Blue. So this thing in Broward County, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Man, it's grown, and they got a couple of the top teams in the country coming down here to play some of our top teams. What made them end up going to eight games, though, with Piper, Cardinal Gibbons, Archbishop McCarthy, Monarch, West Broward surprised me a little bit, American Heritage Plantation, Dillard, of course, St. Thomas, and Chaminade, three of the powerhouses in the country.
Probably because of the local flair and how much those teams that you mentioned that are getting better and better. And last year, Piper won 10 games. Coach Short did a great job. West Broward's loaded with talent. They added some players during the offseason. Dillard has a new facility. They're going to be hosting most of the games you know, on their new field. They, you know, remember they had the lead on American Heritage last year in the state semifinals. You know, so, and they're a program that, you know, obviously is their Monarch is loaded up, you know, over the last couple of years. And then Cardinal Gibbons has taken part in all four of the events. So, yeah, it's a great way to highlight, you know, since it is the Broward County National Showcase, you want to kind of like, you know, put a lot of your programs on display. And they found a way to do it. You know, because there's not a lot of elite. I mean, you have a handful. It's not, you're not going to go 6-7 deep. So this way they got a opportunity to put, you know, Dillard against Dr. Phillips. And you had an opportunity to see a really good Jacksonville Bulls team, you know, come on down and play Monarch. And then Piper gets an opportunity to play Petrie Ridge, who comes down from Georgia for the second straight year. But, you know, all the focus is going to be on the main games. And there's going to be three ESPN games. St. Joseph of Pennsylvania came down a couple years ago. They're rated 17th in the country. They'll play American Heritage. Dia Bell's gotten a lot of offseason publicity as one of the top quarterbacks in the country. He's headed to Texas. And then those two Saturday games, the 3:30 game, the number one team in the country and probably one of the best teams in the country over the last 15 years, Mater Dei. From Santa Ana, California, will be played against St. Thomas Aquinas, and that's a 3:30 kickoff on ESPN. And then the nightcap is going to see St. Francis Academy, one of the biggest offensive line in the nation for a high school.
Always.
Oh, they're huge. And they'll play Chaminade Madonna. And it's kind of a rematch 2 years ago that they played, and Chaminade beat them. So it's three great days of football. And Corner Canyon, I want to mention from Utah, you know, Zach Wilson went there. I think, you know, a couple of the other really good quarterbacks and really good players. They're coming down to play West Broward. So you're getting a lot of really
that's
good.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. And, hey, you know, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, hey, Blue, no, we just had a lot to get to. I was going to ask you, I saw Max Prep last night. I don't know if I've seen it. Chaminade comes in at 7. American Heritage at 8, St. Thomas at 10 in the country, and Northwestern High School at 11. You talk about respect. I want to ask you, did you like that? I know those teams are all loaded. I know Teddy loaded up his team before going back to Tampa Bay after what happened to him. Do you like that order of Chaminade being the best, American Heritage Plantation right behind him, St. Thomas 3rd, and then Northwestern?
Well, the reason why, you know, you put Chaminade and St. Thomas ahead of Northwestern is Northwestern's not going to come close to losing. They're just not. They're as loaded as you've ever seen a high school football team. And, I'm telling you. Well, I was blown away by the talent on both sides of the ball. The depth is crazy. They've got two of each. And then they benefited by getting a couple of kids from, you know, other programs. And, you know, I mean, when you add a five-star defensive tackle from North Fort Myers like they did in Johnson, and safety from, you know, from South Dade, who's big-time kid going to Florida State, plus what they had on hand, yeah, they're going to be tough. So, yeah, it's a good way. And, you know, they're going to get tested. They played on Saturday night against Lakeland in the kickoff classic and up in Vero. And then they're opening games against Orange Lutheran of California. And then let's face it, you know, they got Venice in kind of a revenge game.
Oh,
they
lost Venice. Nobody likes Venice. That coach, man, he rubs everybody in South Florida the wrong way. We all want a piece of that guy, man, right there. No question about it.
Yeah, and then they'll get Central twice. And, you know, I mean, the whole thing is Central, probably not, but Central's still going to be a really good football team. And anytime, you know, and Derek Gibson takes over, and he's a really good coach. He's no stranger to the program. He coached with Roland for 9-10 years. So, yeah, those probably are the, you know, you take a look at Chaminade and then St. Thomas, Northwestern, Central as far as local teams, and then you add West Boca Raton, who we're going to see tonight against Chaminade Madonna in a kickoff classic, you know, defending 6A state champions. Then Heritage, you know, I mean, you know, I know a lot of people giving Heritage like a lot of love. They're not as deep as they've been over the last couple of years. You lost a marquee running back, and then you lost, you know, probably one of the most versatile football players in the state last year. He goes in early at Malachi.
Malachi Tony is killing it now. I went down there. I went down there first day of pads, and he absolutely put on a show.
Yeah,
he was.
You're right.
Is it Joshua Moore, the Wes Brower guy?
Another beast. Another
they might have been the two best. You know, I hate saying this because people get mad. They're the two best receivers at practice the day I was out there.
And
they're like true freshmen, so you're not surprised.
Yeah, no. Well, you saw what Malachi Toney did in the state championship game.
Yeah.
You know, against Darian Coleman, the University of Miami commitment for 2026. And I mean, he was flawless at quarterback taking over for Diabel. But also, you keep an eye on Norlin. You know, they lost quarterback who's really, really good, but they're going to be good. Southridge, heartbreaking loss last year to West Boca Raton in the state semifinals. They're back on the horizon.
Okay.
Columbus and Palmetto, they're going to be two interesting teams to watch. And listen, you know, last year, let's face it, Columbus wasn't, you know, that wasn't their best team. But that being said, they were only 6 points away from going to the state championship. And then I think this is Palmetto's probably most complete team that they have, but
yeah,
until they get over the hump, you know, and then another couple of teams.
Hey, Blue, I want to ask you about Edison. I got to ask you about Uncle Luke. What's his team look like? I know he's loaded up. He's got a hell of a quarterback now.
Yeah, they're a really good team. But you know what? Like I always say, you can bring in the Dallas Cowboys, but you're still not going to get by Chaminade. So, you know, I mean, it's just the way it is. Chaminade just wanted the team to beat in 1A. But Luke's got a really good team. They're talented, as you mentioned. You know, they have the kid that came in from Orlando, a quarterback. They've got a lot of good talent on the team. But, yeah, it's going to be awfully tough. And keep an eye on Cardinal Newman. Our friend Jack Daniels up in West Palm Beach, Cardinal Newman. They're another 1A program that seems to be, you know, going to be in the mix.
Hey, I did want to ask you about some sleepers in Palm Beach. Now we got 104.3 WQAM up there through Palm Beach. Who do you like? I know you mentioned West Boca. I was glad you mentioned Cardinal Newman because we like Coach up there. Anybody else look strong? And can West Boca be as good as last year?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of tough, but obviously they upped the ante with their schedule, you know, having Chaminade. Palm Beach Central is going to be really good. They're in 7A. I think that they're a team that added enough pieces, had a chance to watch them in the offseason. Delray Atlantic, even though that they lost a lot, remember, they had a huge lead, I think 24-0 on St. Thomas last year in the state playoffs. You know, Coach Murray's done a great job up there. So, yeah, you have – believe me, Palm Beach is well represented. Had an opportunity to go to one of their events the other night, last Saturday night, and some of their top players like Javion Mallory, the kid that's the running back from West Boca who's going to University of Miami. He was their number one player in Palm Beach County. So there's a lot of talent, Joe, you know, especially all the way from, you know, the North Palm Beach area all the way down to Miami.
Hey, I got to ask you the one, and I'm not trying to put you in the middle of anything. I'm not. That's my job, not your job. The Teddy Bridgewater fallout, and I'm not asking your opinion on it. Who takes over? Do they keep all their players? Did they lose anybody?
Lost nobody. Coach Victorum, who was there, you know, was on staff, and he's been around the program. He'll take over. They still retain all their coaches. It's a machine. You know, it's the way it is. I mean, and Teddy did a great job, and I'll never take anything away from him. What he did was perfect. You know, what did he do? You know, he tried to help his team out. He tried to help kids out. You know, I mean, in this day and age, kids don't have that, you know, the financial wherewithal to be able to, you know, get rides and, you know, and have meals all the time. So, no, what Teddy did was perfect. You know, he's a great guy, great role model. The community loves him, as you know. So, no, Northwestern won't skip a beat. They come out. They have a little chip on their shoulder as they go into Vero Beach on Saturday night to play against the Lakeland team you know, has been doing a lot of talking in the off season. So even though this is a kickoff classic and it doesn't count on the records, I think there's going to be a couple of teams up there and that's another little great preseason event because they're getting Dade County teams. New Orleans playing against Vero Beach on Friday night, and then Tallahassee Lincoln will play Miami Carroll City, much improved Miami Carroll City, Coach Stubbs. So you have all those programs. Cardinal Gibbons is going to be a team to watch in 2A this year. But certainly, you know, Chaminade comes in 1A as a overwhelming favorite. And then 3A is going to come down to Central Northwestern. 4A will be Heritage, most likely, or New Orleans. I want to give Dillard a little love too because they've upped the ante as far as their schedule and their players. And then certainly in 5A, it's going to be awfully tough to knock off St. Thomas, six-time defending state champion.
Hey, real quickly, how good is St. Thomas?
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're really. This might be the best offensive line that they've had in a long time.
Oh, they're good, Joe. Don't worry about St. Thomas.
Yeah,
all that money
you
put into that school, don't you worry, Joe. They're all right.
Yeah, you know. And then 6A is going to be interesting because you have West Boak as the returning team, but you have West Broward, you have Southridge, you have Monarch. So there's an.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah.
And then 7A is going to come right down to Palmetto. Palmetto and Southridge. I mean, Palmetto and Columbus. And let's not forget Western. Everybody's like, oh, Western lost all these guys.
Oh, they got – they. It looked a little empty when I went out there in the parking lot. There was something missing when I drove by the other day. They got hit pretty hard on the transfer portal.
Yeah, they did. But you know what? You know how Coach Rakovich is. He's an upbeat guy. And he's got kids, probably one of the top secondaries around too. So, yeah, they got a lot to build from their big school. And, yeah, this is going to be a really good year,
right.
You know. And I know I say that every year, but we're
That's why we have you on, man. We love our high school football. We're jacked up. We got some nationally ranked teams. We're looking at some more teams.
Yeah.
There's always a sleeper. It's great. And, Blue, it's always great having you, man. I really appreciate you coming on. You do. You make me feel good after what took place yesterday with the Dolphins practice. Thank you. You made my day a little bit better.
You.
Thank you, brother.
I hear you. Well, enjoy Detroit. We'll talk, and thanks so much. We'll see you next week. And I'm so much anticipating this season.
All right. Thank you. Larry Bluestein.
Right,
go to LarryBluestein.com. Get more information. That man is working from the top of the state down to Key West. He's on it, man, like nobody's business. Hey, we got a lot more stuff. Steve Goldstein, Dolphins preseason TV voice, will join us this morning. He was at practice yesterday. That's going to be at 8 o'clock, so we'll have that coming up for you after Hollywood's headlines. We got Jamie back. He's feeling better with the flu. We're working on some new swipes out there. We're very excited about the new batch. Last one, it was time to let her go. But we got some new ones on the way, so a big weekend. I'm living through the kid right now, Mom and Dad. That's the way we roll here. Hey, I want to talk to you about something else very important. Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. Getting that mortgage quickly, getting the best rates. And by the way, right now I want to let you know fixed rates in the fives for you. If they come down where you're going, all right, I'm interested again. Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. I want to talk to you about some of the programs he has to really help people. He's got a program for seniors, programs that convert your home equity into money. And it is hot. It's been hot. If you're 62 or older, it's perfect for you. If you've been declined by the banks or the process is taking too long, go to my man, Michael Cacci. Get you pre-approved. If you're a first-time home buyer, we got to get you in the game. If you're a first-time home buyer and you keep going and you're a finalist, but you always come up short because you haven't been pre-approved, you didn't get all the work in, so next time you go out, you're going, hey, this is what I've been approved for. We got the money. We want the house. It's yours. And you're feeling real good. That's what Michael Cacci can do for you. Self-employed. He's got a great program for you. When the banks say no, he says, let's go. I'm just telling you right now, whatever it is, go to Google Reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews. Find out what everybody's saying about Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. In his 30-plus years of experience, the man works. He has no life. Truly has no life. I heard his wife is complaining. You have no life. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So I think this was interesting. You were talking about Shedeur Sanders earlier in the show, and I just wanted to throw this at you here. He got 2.2 million people to tune into his preseason game, making it the most watched program on television that night on NFL Network.
I'm guilty.
As am I.
So was everybody I was with. Like, what time, Shedeur, I want to see what he looks like. And they hyped it up. It was smart.
Do you think those losers over at the Browns realize, like, how good he is for their business? Like, they're a bad football team. They're a crummy organization.
They're going through their business. They're going through their system. And the problem is he and his dad rub some people the wrong way, and some are rooting for him. Like, screw that. This kid got screwed. And
there's a lot.
And by the way, look at what it was like. It just continued from draft night. Mel Kiper was like nuts, and he's calling all these teams stupid. And other guys are going, hey, man, they go by a system, and they didn't think he was as good as you did.
I hope he starts opening day, man. I really do. This Joe Flacco thing is so stupid. Why do you tell your fans? Why are we starting Joe Flacco?
Because
he's 50 years old.
You don't want to hear it, though, do you? You answer it. What do you think? Why do you think
the arm? You told me the other day, the arm.
It's experience.
Oh, the experience. I thought it was the arm, strong arm.
I never said that. He's got a good arm, though. He's always had a great arm.
Got a cannon. Yeah. But, like, you know you're not going to win with him. I don't know.
There's going to be jerseys, you know, anybody that goes out there, once you put a game plan together for all these young guys, there's going to be growing pains. Hell, Peyton Manning, they took out at the end of the year because he was throwing a record amount of picks. Anyway.
Speaking of guys making a return here, Joe, Mike Florio had this yesterday. Odell Beckham Jr. has drawn interest and plans to play this upcoming season.
I'm going to call the Dolphins and ask him. Does he really want to play, or you got to throw him the ball? Is he going to pout and go off the field? And
do you remember his numbers?
6 catches?
No, don't sell him short. He had 9.
9.
For 55 yards. I'm not going to say that you predicted he would have another 0 at the end of that yardage total.
You can't.
We'll just skip
that. Any shot you have a jab, I'm going to start jabbing you. You said you were done with that one.
You should. I'm wrong about plenty. Last night, by the way, that Taylor Swift thing crashed YouTube.
Oh, God.
Crashed YouTube. This one I did not tune into, Joe.
Imagine that home run, your boyfriend. You're going with your boyfriend. And that podcast doesn't need any help.
No, but they had they said they had 1.2 million people when it crashed. I don't know. My God.
Were they there for the football or they're to find out about the new album? Which
one?
It
was a little of both, and they got into their personal life.
She was, by the way, she was great. I heard some of the stuff she said about, hey, get over it, all you got old football fans that always see me on the TV. You're going to get more.
The only issue I have with her is that her tickets were too hard to get. It's the only issue I have with her personally.
She's so friggin' popular, exactly.
Yeah.
That was impressive what she did down here, and she does it all over the world.
So I hear. Sold out. It was 3 shows down here, right?
Was it 3?
I think so.
Seeing it too. You're right.
Well, we got a couple shows this weekend at the stadium.
What do we have?
The weekend.
Oh, the weekend.
This weekend.
That was a great one. We got Nat Moore on that. He did, Nat, I'm not calling you out, man. It was funny. He goes, what's going on this weekend? They go, no, that's...
It's like, who's on first? Yeah.
He didn't... I knew because of Super Bowl, or I wouldn't have known either. The Weeknd's playing who? And then you look it up and go, oh, I like that one song.
You like his stuff.
Yeah, I do like his stuff.
You like his stuff.
But I got to be honest, when he first came out, I probably thought, you talking about The Weeknd? They go, no, that's the guy. He's The Weeknd. Okay. All right, anyway.
By the way, doesn't sell like Taylor Swift or Coldplay.
No.
Not the same level of demand there.
No, I agree.
And our final one here, speaking of demand, we got a toy, Joe. A toy.
Not one being thrown out on the court.
No, I thought you were going there again. No.
Another green toy.
Why would your mind go there? Why would your mind go? That's terrible.
Because this is what you've done to me.
That's just terrible. anyway, this is a Star Wars toy. From 1978, Joe. This is a 1978 Kenner Luke Skywalker.
Oh, this is a collectible.
They say arguably the most recognizable toy of its era. The holy grail of production action figures. You know, they grade these things now. There's a grading company.
There's a grade on that, too?
That grades toys. Oh, yeah.
Just like a card?
Yes. Now, you can get, so that you can grade cards, you can grade magazines, are another thing you can get graded. Now, video games you can get graded.
I got to go back to that
box. What am I missing here? What am I missing that you can send out to get graded? But anyway, Joe, this is it's graded an AFA 90, one of 2 at the grade. There are none higher. So this is it. and it is expected to go in between $100,000 and $200,000.
Anybody out there that was smart enough, that's now in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, that's listening to us, who was smart enough to hold on to everything when you were younger and go, you know, I'm going to keep this in really good shape through the years and not mess with it and put it away. And someday when I get older, I'm going to be friggin' rich from everything from cards to jerseys to...
I can't do it with my kids, though, man. I really can't. Like, you buy them some, you buy them a toy, a stupid toy,
so
whatever.
You know what? I gave my grandson some Joe D stuff, Joe DiMaggio stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking the same thing. It's funny you said that. I've been giving my kids cards, and I said it once, and both my son and my son-in-law, they know. They're big sports fans, both. But I was like, hey, I got this stuff. And then I was like, the kids want to open it and see it. If you do, I don't care. I don't care.
It's tough, man.
They want to see it. When you're a little one, you're like, I want to see it, Pops. All right.
I mean, imagine, like, you know, your dad brings home, you know, the Super Mario game, which I got when I was, like, I don't know, really young. And he was like, hey, by the way, we can't open this. We keep it in the box because it's going to sell for, you know, $1 million.
So I'm teasing you.
An adult.
I know you want to play. Go to your friend Johnny's house. He's got it, too, and play with him. But we're not going to open this because someday you might be able to help your old pops out a little bit. Exactly.
And the thing is, like, nowadays, like, I just don't know what's – there's so much mass-produced crap now that it's like
– yeah.
Who knows, man?
People like the old stuff now. I get it, Woody. All right.
It's nostalgic, Joe.
We got Steve Goldstein going to join us. Goldie's in Detroit getting set for CBS preseason game 2 along with Kim Bocamper. He's going to join us just a few minutes. Right now, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic before we get to what took place yesterday. ED and low T is nothing to mess with, man. And if you're going through it right now, and you could be in your late 30s, early 40s, I was blown away when I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic to see how young some of the guys are that are coming in. They're low T. Some cases it's ED, the combination of both. Sooner or later, some guys are lucky, and it doesn't happen until they're in their 60s. But most men, I know, 30s, 40s, about half the men in their 50s and 60s, you're in big trouble. I'm talking firsthand because I had full-blown low T and ED. Yep. Energy level, I don't know what was going on, but I got up to about 260, almost 270, and was not happy at that weight. Realized this is not going to work, and my sex drive was gone. Thank you at Atlantic Men's Clinic. You work. I can't thank those guys enough. The program's fantastic. On it now for more than a year. It's been great. I got the T, the PSA test done, met with their professionals, went over everything. And I asked the same questions you asked me. How long before I'll notice a difference? Is it safe? Am I ever? Man, you wait till you meet with them. You get everything you need. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one, and it's a change of your life. Everything comes back. More energy, better workouts, sex drive back, all those things. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. By the way, 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including a brand new one in Hollywood. I call it the best location in South Florida. Man, if you want something close to you, great people, great results, go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information. Set up that first appointment. Atlantic Men's Clinic works.